E. Howard Hunt, one of the key figures who organized the Watergate break-in, has died at the age of 88. He was a longtime CIA operative. He helped plan both a coup in Guatemala in 1954 and later the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba. Howard Hunt served 33 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to conspiracy for his role in the Watergate burglary. In 1973, Hunt appeared before the Senate committee investigating the Watergate scandal. He called the break-in unwise but lawful.
I deeply regret that I had any part in this affair. At the same time, I cannot escape feeling that the country I have served for my entire life, and which directed me to carry out the Watergate entry, is punishing me for doing the very things it trained and directed me to do.
Bob Woodward broke the Watergate story in the Washington Post, along with Carl Bernstein. Mr. Woodward joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There is an aha moment in your book, All the President's Men, when you describe the fact that Howard Hunt's name pops up in the address book of one of the burglars at the Watergate.
Actually, two of the burglars, another reporter at the Washington Post, Gene Bushinsky, had learned this from police sources a couple of days after the burglary. And he told me about it, and he couldn't figure out because it said H. Hunt-W. House, suggesting it's the White House. So I called the White House and asked for Howard Hunt, and I got Hunt on the phone and just asked him directly, why might your name have been in the address books of two of the Watergate burglars? And he screamed out, "Good God," hung up the phone, and left town.
That made an impression. That was the first direct link of the Watergate break-in to the White House, then.
It was, and there was a certain "I am packing my bags" quality to his voice, which suggested this is serious and I'm leaving, which of course he did at that time.
Well, as the story unfolded, as you reported it, how central a role did Howard Hunt turn out to have had in the break-in?
Well, the conceptual manager of Watergate was Nixon. But I've often thought if there was no Howard Hunt and if there was no Gordon Liddy, if they didn't exist, there probably would have been no Watergate.
You'll find Howard Hunt's name popping up in connection with hush money that was to be paid. What's the connection there?
Well, he was insistent once they were caught and indicted that they be paid money from the Nixon White House or the Nixon campaign to remain silent and go to jail. In fact, the quid pro quo was we get the money and the family gets the money, the lawyers get the money, and we remain quiet.
And there's this odd chapter, too, where Howard Hunt's first wife, Dorothy, is killed in a plane crash and $10,000 is found in her purse.
That's right. I mean, very tragic plane crash, and that was $10,000 that actually was part of the hush money that came from the Nixon campaign.
We mentioned that Howard Hunt ended up serving just under 3 years in prison. Did he change his tune later in life about his role, how he felt about it, any regrets he might have felt?
He was all over the lot, whereas Gordon Liddy has always been a passionate advocate of this was necessary. He was ordered to do it by his commander-in-chief. On the part of Hunt, it went in and out. These are the people out on the point of the spear who are willing to do anything that they are told. And, of course, that was the problem with Watergate.
Bob Woodward, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Woodward is assistant managing editor of the Washington Post. We were talking about Watergate conspirator E. Howard Hunt, who has died at age 88.